全国翻译专业资格水平考试指定教材，英语口译综合能力二级，第六合。
Unit 13 Traveling to Other Lands Section 1 Listening Comprehension Exercise 1 Listen to the following passages and then decide whether the following statements are true or false.
1. A new leader with a mandate from his people, ideally a reformist one,committed to the internationally backed roadmap peace plan, would be in a strong position to press Israel to withdraw from the occupied territories and allow the formation of an independent Palestinian state, which, on the roadmap's original timetable, should happen by the end of next year.
2. Thus,Although Mr. Abbas has emerged as the first among equals in the collective Palestinian leadership that has run things since Arafat fell ill, his chances of victory in the election are far from assured.
3. The French, it seems, do not use the word brutal in quite the same way as the English do. Jean-Claude Trichet,The French president of the European Central Bank, ECB, reached for this arresting adjective last week to describe the euro's recent gains against the dollar. The single currency eventually reached a record price of $1.30 on Wednesday, November 10th. But according to a translator writing in the Financial Times,Mr. Trichet's comments were not as alarming as they sound. When the French describe a change as brutal, they mean it is sudden, not cruel or vicious.
4. Buoyed by higher house prices and a consumer splurge, the French economy was looking quite sprightly in the spring. Indeed, at one point,It seemed as if the French were even outpacing their American rivals. Subsequent data revisions, downwards in France, upwards in America, dispelled that illusion. And figures for the third quarter have punctured French delusions of growth altogether. The French economy crawled along at an annual pace of just 0.4%between July and September.
5. The Euro area's finance ministers assembled on Monday for one of their regular meetings in Brussels are rattled by the Euro's rise. But they have so far refrained from calling on the ECB to do anything about it. Other politicians have been less circumspect.It is not enough, they say, for Mr. Trichet to talk down the euro with carefully chosen adjectives. He should put the ECB's money where his mouth is, selling euros and buying dollars to keep the exchange rate stable.
6. Prices in America are not rising without any limit.Perhaps then the federal funds rate is not as far below the natural rate as the original Taylor rule would imply. But other telltale signs suggest interest rates are unnaturally low.
7. Europe has not, so far, made the same blunder.But the European Parliament is considering the easing of rules for innovations incorporated in software. This might have a similarly deleterious effect as business method patents, because many of these have been simply the application of computers to long-established practices.
8. Most current therapies... drugs that were developed during the first golden era in the 1970s simply attack dividing cells. That stops tumors, but it also kills all rapidly proliferating cells, regardless of their origin, function, or state of health. The action of these drugs on normal tissues causes the side effects, including nausea, fatigue, and weakened immune systems associated with cancer treatment. By contrast, the new generation of drugs, several of which are already in the clinic, attack only deranged cells. These drugs are designed to fix the specific molecular problems in a tumor that drive its growth.
9. Two evolutionary pressures are thought to drive this process of diminution. One is that islands are often free of large predators. The other is that they sometimes have a restricted food supply. The result is that you do not need to be big to defend yourself, and if you are big, you may starve.
10. Going by the numbers, humanity seems to be losing the war on cancer. According to the most recent data from the World Health Organization, 10 million people around the planet were diagnosed with the disease in 2000, and 6 million died from it. And these numbers are growing. With an aging population, the spread of Western-style diets, and increasing tobacco consumption, cancer is on the rise around the globe. Exercise 2. Choose the one answer that best fits the meaning of the statement you have heard.
1. The Etruscans were big on tombs, constructing entire cities for the dead to inhabit. But Porsena's was supposedly the biggest of the lot. It was, according to one ancient source, a monument of rectangular masonry with a square base whose sides were 90 meters, about 300 feet long, and 15 meters high. On this base stood five pyramids, four at the corners and one in the center. And the points of these pyramids supported a ring from which hung bells whose sound reached for miles when stirred by the wind. From this level rose five more pyramids, and from these another five.
2. All over the world, more boys are born than girls. Evolutionary biologists believe that this is because boys, and indeed males in general, are more likely to die at a given age than are their female contemporaries. The imbalance at birth thus means that the sex ratio balances at the age when people are reproducing. But for decades, there has been a puzzling trend in the boy-girl ratio. In Britain, as well as in the United States and Canada, the proportion of boys being born is dropping. No one knows why, although it has been suggested, somewhat controversially, that the trend is due to chemical pollutants that are mimicking the effects of sex hormones.
3. No document is safe anymore. Counterfeiting, once the domain of skilled crooks who used expensive engraving and printing equipment, have gone mainstream since the price of desktop publishing systems has dropped. Virtually any kind of paper can be forged, including checks, banknotes, stock and bond certificates, passports, and security cards. For currency alone, millions of dollars in counterfeit banknotes make their way into circulation each year, and 40% of the counterfeit seeds this year were digitally produced, compared with 1% a decade ago.
4. As a start, patent applications should be made public. In most countries they are, but in America, this is the case only under certain circumstances, and after 18 months. More openness would encourage rivals to offer the overworked patent office evidence with which to judge whether an application is truly novel and non-obvious. Patent offices also need to collect and publish data about what happens once patents are granted, the rate at which they are challenged, and how many are struck down. This would help to measure the quality of the patent system itself, and offer some way of evaluating whether it is working to promote innovation or to impede it.
5. Before his second term is over, President George Bush will leave his mark on two of the most important unelected arms of government, as well as picking one or more judges to serve on the Supreme Court. He will have to find a new chairman of the Federal Reserve, which acts as the judge, jury, and executioner of American monetary policy. On Wednesday, November 10th, the Fed handed down its latest judgment, raising its benchmark rate of interest, the federal funds rate, by a quarter of a percentage point to 2%.
6. The use of modern biotechnology in agriculture has emerged as a potential tool for improving agricultural processes, products, food, and the environment. Along with this promise, concerns about the environmental and human health consequences of transgenic products in agriculture have been raised. The public debate has centered around the potential benefits and risks of the application of transgenic methods to agriculture, the oversight of the products, and their control and distribution. Specific issues depend on the product, its use, and its environment.
7. Federal agents arrested a Florida man Wednesday for registering misleading internet domain names designed to direct children to pornography. The case is the first prosecution under new Amber Alert legislation, which includes a provision making it illegal to use misleading web addresses to entice children to pornographic websites.
8. NASA launched its Space Infrared Telescope facility early Monday from Cape Canaveral, Florida. The space-based observatory will use infrared technology to see targets such as planet-forming disks around stars and galaxies billions of light-years away, including objects that previously have been undetectable. SIRTF is the last of NASA's four great observatories, which include the Hubble Space Telescope, Chandra X-ray Observatory, and Compton Gamma Ray Observatory. Its mission is expected to last from 2.5 to 5 years.
9. Coral reefs in the Caribbean have declined by 80% in the last 3 decades, according to a report in the online version of the journal Science. Coral cover in the region has fallen from 50% to 10%, a study shows, a rate of decline that exceeds rates of tropical forest loss.
10. Stock markets are sliding again, The gold price this week hit a 7-year high of $400 an ounce, and the dollar slumped to a new low against the euro. So what's new, you might ask? The world economy clearly remains fragile. What is new, however, is the recent batch of better-than-expected figures on economic growth around the globe. Not only has the American economy rebounded, but Japan and the euro area are also now growing again, albeit more slowly. The news from some emerging economies is even more bullish. Many economies in Asia and Latin America enjoyed their fastest growth for years in the third quarter. Adding it all together, the world economy as a whole probably enjoyed its fastest growth for two decades. So why are the financial markets showing lack of confidence?
Section 2, Reading. Budapest's Pride of Palace.
Prompt. This is a report on the newly renovated Gresham Palace in Budapest, which has stood by the side of the Danube for nearly 100 years and has witnessed social changes of the last century. The rebirth of this marvelous piece of architecture is not without difficulty, but in spite of that, its completion serves as a model for the restoration of other historic sites in Eastern Europe. It was a fixer-upper, to put it mildly. The 1907 Gresham Palace, one of the most treasured landmarks in Hungary, has reopened as a luxury hotel after severe construction delays and cost overruns. It stands as a model of sorts for the restoration of other historic properties in Eastern Europe, from the palaces of Prague to those in St. Petersburg. With its peacock-adorned iron gate, a facade flecked with Venetian glass mosaics, textured tiles, and stunning views of the Danube, the Art Nouveau Hotel, which began receiving guests in June, is an example of what perseverance and deep pockets can achieve. It is also a monument to the difficulty of breathing life into the half-ruined historic properties dotting the landscape of Eastern Europe. When it opened nearly 100 years ago, 6 stories high and stretching over an entire city block, the Gresham's amenities included electric lights, mahogany elevators, and a central vacuuming system. Its electric iron gates sank into the ground when carriages pulled in to the Gresham's interior arcade, discharging visitors onto a new type of pavement called asphalt. The city was booming then, serving alongside Vienna as a capital of the Austro-Hungarian Empire. The palace was built for the Gresham Life Assurance Society, a British company bent on conquering a new market and leaving no doubt about its cash reserves. A Hungarian architect, Zsigmond Quittner, pulled out all the stops, incorporating offices, a coffee house, and 18 sprawling apartments with high ceilings, silk wallpaper, parquet floors, and servants' quarters. The vaulted arcade, lined with shops and capped with a dome, was covered with 20,000 grooved glass tiles based on a design by Frank Lloyd Wright. The Gresham is a symbol of gone-by splendor, said András Tarok, an authority on Budapest's culture and history. It always reminded us of what a wonderful place this city really is. The vaulted arcade, lined with shops and capped with a dome, was covered with 20,000 grooved glass tiles based on a design by Frank Lloyd Wright. By the late 1940s, the Gresham was a hodgepodge of offices and dreary communal apartments. And though named a national landmark in 1976, it kept crumbling. Soon many of the mosaics dropped off the facade, gathering in clumps on drooping balconies, some of which were sprouting trees. The arcade, dark, filthy, and reeking of urine, was being used as a backdrop for music videos. Turning all this into a historically correct contemporary hotel proved a challenge for Bela Fischer, the man credited with the Gresham's Renaissance. Fischer, a lawyer and developer whose company, Gresco, paid about $20 million for the property at the end of 1999, then struck a deal with investors and the Four Seasons hotel chain to bring the palace back to life. Fischer escaped Budapest in 1956, when he was 12, to settle in Toronto, and returned in 1989 as a developer of office buildings. His son, Patrick, an architect who helped build the Staples Center in Los Angeles, signed on as head of design for the Gresham, overseeing a team of architects. The original budget was about $120 million, and when work began in late 2000, completion was expected within 2 years. The project had already experienced delays, including a 3-year standoff with the tenants of the upstairs apartments, who did not want to move. In the somewhat murky and perpetually shifting business climate of the post-Soviet era, there were protests that a national landmark was being sold to Westerners, and charges that the Prime Minister, Peter Medjese, a former banker and a paid consultant on the project, had benefited personally from the sale. Nevertheless, the developers moved forward with an ambitious plan. Along with restoring the building to its original grandeur, it called for 179 guest rooms, including a $3,000 a night suite, 14 elevators, 2 restaurants, a spa, and an air conditioning system that circulates only fresh air. Then there was the heavy lifting. Workers had to replace the back wall and raise the roof. All this came at a price. Logistical problems and squabbles among the various players and subcontractors pushed the completion date back, and back again. Though precise figures are hard to come by, last October, the developers said the bottom line had climbed to more than $140 million, and that was before 4 more months of unanticipated work. The entire project took close to 6 years. The timing of the opening could be better for the owners. The city has a glut of luxury hotels in historic buildings. Workers are finishing up the renovation of another early 20th century confection, the New York Palace, which is famous for its ornate coffee house and will open as a Boscolo hotel next year. Another 5-star hotel is planned in the former Ballet Institute. Julian Carminero, a former manager of the George V in Paris and now the general manager of the Gresham, is confident that the charisma and flow of history in his hotel is unrivaled. "I don't want to be unfair to the competition," he added, "but rarely do hotels offer this."
Section 3. Speaking Up. Try to answer the following questions after you have heard the above passage. 1. What is the name of the building that has reopened as a luxury hotel in Budapest? 2. When did the Art Nouveau Hotel begin receiving guests? 3. Why is the Gresham Palace regarded as a symbol of gone-by splendor by experts? 4. What did Béla Fager do before he returned to Budapest for the renovation of the palace? 5. What was the original budget for the restoration of the Gresham? 6. How long did it take to finish the entire project of the Gresham? 7. Why is Julian Carminero, the general manager of the Gresham, so proud of his hotel? Section 4. Writing. Write a short summary of the passage you have heard.